Today marks the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola. St. Ignatius was a Spanish knight who later became a priest. He founded the Society of Jesus, becoming its first superior general. And after his death in 1556, he was beatified and was then canonized in 1622. Jesuit priest Father Eugene Lobo from Vatican Radio's Indian section told us more about this great saint.
St. Ignatius is a soldier turned saint. He's a man of vision. He was a man with a mission and man with a purpose. He was the one who was ready to give everything of himself for the sake of the church, for the sake of the kingdom. He was a man who transformed the whole world. In fact, he was a revolutionary of his time. You should know that the religious life before him was more a monastic life. He transformed it into an apostolic life. People had the breviary, the prayer, in the monastery at a particular time. But he was the one who said, every Jesuit should find God in the world, in his work, in his mission, and wherever he goes. For that, he himself trained in education. Mind you, he was a person with very little education, probably elementary. He could read books, that's all. But he went and studied grammar, then he went and did master's in theology and philosophy at the age of, say, 35 or so. He was quite an elderly person. Then he got a band of men together, he formed the Society of Jesus, and 1540 was the date that is given where he started the Society of Jesus, the Jesuit order.